of that control. Show us a beautiful sight.
Turn your eyes to the skies. It's time for Spaced Out on 95BFM. Thanks to Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.
Good morning, David.
Good morning, Alice.
How's it going this morning?
Oh, not too bad.
I always, to ruin a little bit of the radio magic, I always, when I first call up David, ask him how he's going, and then I ask him again on air, so I've been forewarned of how your morning's going.
Well, yeah, I mean, I could go into detail about a cold I had in the last 2 weeks, but
oh, no.
Really, people don't want to hear that. I'm sure everyone's had a cold.
I know, right? It's been hard. It's been a hard couple of weeks for colds.
It has, hasn't it?
Okay, well, let's talk about some space.
Space?
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yes, I mentioned last time that I was going to be going to his talk at Spark Arena, which I did, and it was terrific. It's the first time I've actually been to Spark Arena, so it was interesting for me from that point of view as well. And it's really a really good place to visit, I have to say. I enjoyed the experience.
Which one is Spark Arena? Where is it in Auckland?
It used to be called Vector.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but it was renamed beginning of the year, so... same place, different name.
It's a big venue for a talk.
But he has a pretty strong pulling power, I think.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, I mean, I actually bought my ticket months ago and to get a good seat, which, you know, I'm glad I did. But no, he's really good. It was well put together. If you... people remember Nano Girl.
Oh, yeah, Michelle Dickinson.
That's the one.
Yeah.
She compared and hosted it.
Oh, awesome.
So she introduced him. Then he gave a presentation. And then they sat down and she interviewed him or asked questions. They had a discussion on stage. And then audience were invited to come up to a couple of microphones and ask questions at the end. No, she was really good. She gave the whole event a good amount of energy. You know, she was bubbly and bright and sort of kept things moving along.
Yeah, I was lucky enough, I mean, as were many other young engineering students, to have her as a lecturer before she was Nano Girl. And she was, as you, I'm sure, anyone who's seen her talk can imagine, she was an excellent lecturer.
I can imagine. It'd be wonderful to have her up the front of the lecture hall.
Yeah.
But of course, the star, she didn't eclipse him.
Yeah.
Very hard to eclipse Neil deGrasse Tyson. I mean, it was for the public, so for myself, you know, the content of what he had to say was not a lot that was new, but what, as an educator at Stardome, I was more interested in is his communication skills and the way he gets across to the audience and relates to the audience and the general public.
Absolutely.
And it's just absolutely amazing, yeah.
I think, I mean, I know...